Assalamualaikum, good day, guten tag, and welcome to Intonasi. This is our episode number 26 of the podcast. With me, Fiki Aminuddin, will be your host for today's episode. We are fucking back, baby. Whoa.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Been a long time, my friend.
Kita record kan?
It's been a while.
Aku tak rasa, tak tahu. Aku rasa ni will be recorded as a beats code. Tak baik, tak, not as a full. Tak tahu lah, tengok nanti macam ni. Okay. So it's been 2 months. Although we promise you guys it will be one month and a half. Instead, it's 2 months, nearly 2 months actually. So,
well, it does round off what 1.5 months round off to 2 months.
Brilliant.
So technically, we're not 100% wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
We round off.
Good math, psyche.
Well, we don't want to be unapologetic bitch here, so I want to say that.
Like, but we're not.
But, sorry, not sorry. Okay, we just want to say that we are sorry for the late updates. It's because we have done some sort of projects in and out of broadcasters. And also, we have some upcoming projects for Intonasi as well, for the sake of you guys. And sorry for not updating any single shit in Discord server. Memang tak ada update langsung je. Macam bapa, this is like such a dead Discord server though. Macam, the fuck is this?
Itu lah.
Aduh.
Tapi lantak lah. Siapa nak masuk-masuk, lantak. Kita buka je.
I don't tahu.
Ya, orang tak tahu sebab kita tak promote. Tapi tak apa, kita promote sekarang.
We'll start. Kita kena start rajin lah. From now. Start rajin lah sangat. Okay. Moving on. Okay. First and foremost, before we start with what sort of things that are going to talk about in this episode 26, I would like to ask you guys, how are you guys doing? Start with Sakit. How are you doing?
Yay, Sakit. How are you surviving?
How are you doing in these past 2 months?
It's okay. Still surviving, working every day.
How's work?
It's okay. The standard work at site.
Okay.
That's good. Construction site.
That's good. It's a pleasure. That's good to hear that, actually.
Very good to hear. Very good to hear.
Very good, right?
I think you should understand better.
Look at Sakit's like, I'm fine, but I'm not fine. I'm dead inside.
Yeah. I think you should understand better.
Yeah.
Being with Mr. P and all.
Fuck off, man. Stop with that shit. I don't want to explain what happened. So, yeah.
It's so memorable for you, Vicky, right?
No, shut up. Okay. Ame, how about you? How are you doing in this past?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm doing great.
How are you doing?
Nice atmosphere.
What are you doing? What are your new updates?
Well, the new updates right now is trying to do some research on rockets, like Amza said, something like that. And then try to reiterate back the gaming, our gaming project. Haven't started yet. Still in our delay project. And focusing on my studies right now.
Oh, okay.
And that's how it is. And try to...
Need to balance all.
Huh?
Need to balance all studies and work.
Yeah.
That's good. Nice.
Very good.
Very good.
We need a balance of both, actually.
Dada for flat. No, macam ni.
Lol.
Okay.
Nice.
Right. So, how about you, Amza?
Oh,
right, it's a pleasure to hear your
Okay, terima kasih Hamzah. Bagus pendapat kau tu. Yeah. Terima kasih lah kau telah membagi advice yang baik untuk orang.
No, seriously. Okay, how are you doing this past 2 months?
Past 2 months lah. Dalam early months itu macam bodoh sikit lah. Tak ada apa-apa nak buat. Like, bosan lah. Lepas tu, pertengahan bulan sampai sekarang lah. Sampai sekarang. Hektik gila. Mean like, aku ada macam, I have a lot of things to do lah. Like studies. Wow. So, mostly study lah. Itu yang gila lah.
Yeah, dude.
Satu persoalan yang agak mencurigakan.
Kampot.
No. Study what first, Hamzah? Study what?
Study apa you say, Hamzah? Setiap pagi buka Discord tengok Football Manager. Football Manager.
Exactly. Study what, Hamzah? Study Football Manager.
Petang.
I don't want to say anything. I'm not included in this thing anymore.
Tapi,
I just stay out. Fikir then.
No, I just stay out.
Walaupun aku dapat main lah sikit lah. Tapi still tu, busy tu. Sebab kalau aku boleh je fokus on study. Tapi boleh kena burn out lah. In the wrong timing ah. Itu aku yang nak elak. So, yeah, memang busy nak mampus. Tapi alhamdulillah okey lah.
Alhamdulillah.
Tu lah. And also sejak aku dapat new rig, dapat main Valorant dengan member. Yeah. Itu pun salah satu cope stress, boleh coping aku punya stress ah. Tapi okey lah. Sebab okay. Itulah yang aku buat for the past 2 months ah.
Okay, glad to hear that.
But it's good that he got improvement already. Huh? He's deviating away from Football Manager, going to Valorant. That's improvement already. He's becoming more vicious already.
When is yours? When is your time?
He's becoming more violent in Valorant.
Sakit, when is your time?
Huh?
When is your time?
I'm already violent.
No, that's fucked up actually. But I mean, when are you going to play Valorant with us?
Come on.
It's a stress relief. Trust me. It's a stress. It is like 100% stress relief.
Yeah.
Are you serious, Valorant? I watch you all play. I can tell it's a very...
No, I mean,
sudden lot of panics in the game.
Let me explain. Okay, if you play single as one person, you play by yourself. Of course, it's stressful as fuck. But when you play with your friends, you can just fuck around and then fuck up everything up. So basically, it's much more enjoyable. It's much more stress relief lah. So I guarantee you will be like minds free from all the stresses at work. Come on, Zaki. Yeah. I've been begging you for like weeks already.
Okay, maybe next week.
Okay, nice, good.
Oh, nice.
Yes, yay.
What's that?
Okay.
Right, I try not to be too violent later.
No, don't, please.
In the end, friendly fire.
I mean, can be in the game, but not real life. Okay, unless you will be like nothing. So, moving on. Today, we are going to talk about something that is not something lah, a topics that is quite not sensitive, tapi quite cringe. I have to say,
Jerry.
What? Jerry?
The opposite of violent.
What was the opposite of violent?
Peaceful. Love. Peace.
Oh, love, peace. Oh yeah, right. We are going to talk about something that Hamzahs hate to talk about: love and relationship.
Look at Hamzah's face.
Totally focusing on Hamzah right now.
Literally, Hamzah.
There's a reason why I hate to talk about it.
Better not lah, because it's going to be like 2.5 hours talking about himself.
No. But I try to summarize it.
Okay, nice.
But now I'm just curious. Will Amza change his mind if he found the one?
I don't know.
No, we understand what happened. We understand how you feel. But if you found another one, right? Would that change your mind? I know. We know what happened, but just want to know. Would that change your mind?
I think I will answer later, So yeah, okay. I will answer it later.
This is going to be quite a lot of questions that I've prepared. But first thing first, like, we are going to talk about. So let's just move on. I don't know how to start this, but I will just like start it straight away. Okay, so well, yeah, as we know that in the nature of humans, where two genders attracted to each other, and with the consent of both, of course, grows into becoming somewhat special relationship. Okay, between two genders and develop a feeling called love. I actually really hate to talk about love because it's cringe as fuck, and I have a lot of histories according to this thing. So I would love not to say.
Win already, Piggy.
I would love not to say it, of course, because it's cringe as fuck. So.
Juga lima aku juga, tapi play apa? Different story ya.
But in the human nature as well, right? Not human, but also not human, but also like every single species in the world. The male will be the one who tends to initiate or starts in terms of conversations, introductions, as a way or a sign that we as men, that we are attracted towards the woman. Korang faham apa maksud aku? So basically dia macam dalam lumrah kehidupan ni is going to be lelaki yang akan start the the conversation, the introduction, apa semua, towards woman, rather than woman initiate the conversation with men. So the question is, does it really have to be men who starts or initiate something towards women in terms of finding partner or finding somewhat your potential girlfriends? I will start with Sakit.
Okay, for me, right, it doesn't have to be men have to start first one. Because if you tell me that if the men have to start first, then are you saying that women cannot love men at first sight?
Makes sense.
And secondly, why love is supposed to be a two-sided thing. If you want to make the men to start first, initiate first, that means you're saying that love is only at one side. This is how I see the.
Yeah, but thing is, there are a lot of reasons regarding why men should initiate women. I think because of that most women or most girls tends to get shy, I think. With that, they like really hate to start things, You get what I mean? With opposite gender. So to me, men represents something that, you need to do first. All you have to do is you are the one who start first. And you are the only person who is brave enough, who is courage enough, who doesn't have any shame to initiate something or to start some things. Especially while trying to get to know with someone that the person might attracted to. So I think that is the main reason why men should initiate first. Doesn't you guys think so?
But it's true. Actually, most of the men would start first, actually, from what I see. Because we want to get close to them, get attracted to them. Especially, with all the hormone rise, the chemistry is there. It really pushes to start first. But I also notice now there's an increasing trend where the girls start first now.
Yeah, that's the case. Which is like, I really like props to them lah, because they, to me, in my opinion, confession is an easy thing. To confess things is easy, but the what ifs is the most, is the hardest thing to me, because it's easy for you to confess, but you know, the what ifs, like what if she rejected me? What if he does this to me? What if he reacted something differently towards me? That sort of thoughts that, you know, sometimes blocking you from having some sort of confession towards someone that you are attracted to. So, aku rasa bagi perempuan yang berani gila untuk confess, I think it was such a ballsy move and such a brave move to them. Yeah, so yeah, I respect them, because I've been I think Amza pun have been experienced with that sort of situation in which that the girls who, you know, confess to him, and mine as well once. So so it's not shameful lah, tapi macam benda tu, it's such a special, not special, dia macam benda tu jarang lah dibuat oleh perempuan zaman sekarang. Aku tak tahu lah zaman sekarang ke apa, sebab macam mana, tapi memang agak special lah untuk perempuan yang start dulu conversation tu. Tapi the thing is, bagi aku, confession ni is something that is you're just trying to let out things that you don't want to keep. Get what I mean? In your heart. So to me, by confessing, it may at least like relieve the pains of like keep the feelings. So bagi aku jenis macam aku tak suka simpan lama-lama. I would just like talk to the person and then confess and all that. But the reaction will be come later lah. Macam kalau kau reject aku pun tak apa, kalau kau accept aku lagilah, it's a plus. But kalau dia reject aku, tak apa, at least aku pun, you know, tak payah nak simpan-simpan dan sakit sorang-sorang semua. So aku rasa it's fine lah to confess. Tapi kena fikir lah, macam you need to think that some consequences, macam kau kena reject ke apa, jangan terlalu serious sangat lah.
I mean like, jangan, kita macam mana, kita kena ready to get rejected.
Ready to get rejected.
Yeah, normally have to assume that actually.
You need to expect.
It's better to seize the chance lah.
I mean like,
jangan macam mana, jangan tak,
don't expect too high lah.
Don't expect too high lah.
Just expect macam the worst lah.
Benda ni entahlah.
Dia macam
manusia ni macam mana, complex. So
dia macam
agree.
Dia macam tahu lah, it's like a gambling lah benda ni. Bagi aku lah, benda ni gambling lah. Sebab
yes,
kau try tak semestinya kau akan dapat. Macam tu lah, there's going to be like some sort of percentage,
little drama.
Not drama lah, macam percentage whether you can get it or you cannot. Macam tu lah, whether
or stay in the friend zone.
Yeah, you'll get stay into the friend zone. The thing that I really hate of sometimes.
Is that, oh,
it's just like, fuck me, man. No, I just like you, not want to be friends with you. So if you rejected me, just reject it. I don't want to continue the relationship no more. So tapi as the person yang kena confess macam tu, kalau kau rasa kau tak suka dia, kau just accept je, kau cakap je kau tak suka dia, kau cakap je kau just reject dia. Bagi aku, like, the honest answer is the best answer. Even though benda tu sakit, even though benda tu sakit, tapi sakit tu sekejap. So macam that,
at least the truth lah, you know the actual situation.
Yeah, indeed. So sebab there's this term, aku tak, it's either yes or no, tak boleh tengah-tengah. There's this one term kat tengah-tengah ni, diorang cakap tengoklah macam mana and see how it goes. Atau dalam bahasa Indonesia would be like, jalanin aja dulu. Which is like until when? Macam tu lah. Kau buat jawapan tu macam tergantung tau untuk orang yang confess tu. Dan orang yang confess tu pun macam feels uncertain. Kau suka aku ke? Kau tak suka aku ke? Kau accept aku ke? Kau tak accept aku ke? It's just like painful to hold. So bagi aku macam, kau get rejected pun tak kisah pun. Sakit pun sakit sekejap ke. Tak lama lagi okey lah. Nanti jumpa lah crush baru macam tu.
Berapa hari lepas tu
kan? Berapa hari crush baru.
Tapi macam tu macam apa cerita monyet ni time sekolah.
Bagi aku
depends lah, depends.
Bagi aku bila kau baru nak confess, it's still considered as crush tau. It's not like 100% kau officially in a relationship with the person.
Yeah, still crush actually.
So it's still considered as crush. So macam bila crush, kau belum ada rasa, kau ada rasa suka tapi belum ada rasa some sort of like apa nak cakap, sentimental value macam barang.
Emotional value.
Yes, sentimental value macam barang.
Sentimental value.
doesn't have that sort of memories with the crush. So bila kau kena reject, kau just like kau sedih sebab reject. Dan benda tu sekejap weh bagi aku. Bagi aku benda tu sekejap.
Kalau aku tidur malam mesti esok hari macam okey dah, hilang ah.
Tak adalah sampai esok. Yeah. Tak adalah sampai esok. Mean like dalam 2-3 hari je tu aku rasa okey je. And then start lah nampak orang baru macam orang baru macam tu lah. But to be honest, benda tu kena jujur lah. Macam kau nak confess pun jujur. Yang kena confess pun jujur. Sama ada kau nak accept atau kau nak reject. Macam tu lah. So any other thoughts, Hamzah?
Sebenarnya untuk soalan ni, aku ada pendapat yang sama dengan Saikid. So aku macam tak ada apa nak objektif.
Well, kalau kita rumuskan, bukan rumuskan, kalau kita fikir yang perempuan tak initiate sebab perempuan malu, kau ingat lelaki tak malu ke? Lelaki pun malu juga.
Sekejap. Okay, aku tengok perspektif aku. Bagi perspektif aku lah. Aku kalau nak confess memang gila lah. Memang susah sikit lah. Sebab aku ni korang kenal lah. Aku ni jenis bermalu tau. Aku tak approach orang tau. So ya yeah, memang.
Kata berani Hamzah.
Weh tak tu.
Kata you're brave.
Tak tu. Tak. You wrong man. answer me this question lah. Aku macam ni kau, macam ni aku approach kau Zeki.
I forgot already.
Out of fucking nowhere.
You approach me for dating is it?
Oh shit.
Oi, dah macam ni.
I mean in terms of friendship, he would just like out of fucking nowhere to be fair.
Okay, I thought you mean approach me for dating or what the heck?
Mungkin kalau laki tak apalah sebab aku boleh macam aku boleh je approach ikut sekati aku dengan apa yang aku apa aduh aku lost tu.
What the fuck? dah lama tak buat podcast terus blur.
Some people don't mind me adding something lah.
Some people
that are shy or pemalu they can still confess if it's like in private situation, in private just the two of you. I seen before one very shy girl she doesn't approach people one, but she confessed to one person or she make the first move if it's only the two of them.
Or maybe they would apply for other gestures lah, some sort. Or by you know, giving things and, you know. Kalau kalau time kat sekolah menengah tu kita bagi apa? Buah oren eh? Chinese New Year, tak silap aku.
Oh, no, not that one. Oh, the chocolate.
Yeah, the chocolate, yes.
Oh, God.
Okay, with the red envelope.
I think that one very cringing, you know, that one really.
To me, it's not. Back in the day, to me, it's not. It's like, fuck, they're so fucking lucky, man, to get the oranges. Where's mine? Just like.
No, jealous.
Hey, which is worse, better for you? Not getting an orange or getting an orange from a boy?
Oh, for fuck's sake. I'm not getting any knowledge. If it was a guy, no.
I would say optimistic.
But it will be a suck if it was a prank.
If it's a prank,
it would be a suck.
You want to throw the orange or something.
It would be suck if it was a prank. So, okay, as someone that is, I should say, quite conservative. Ami, how about your opinion?
Well, literally,
you mean Ami?
I have been confessed to once.
You have been confessed. Someone confessed to you. For fuck's sake.
Wow, win already.
I was in my primary school, I think. Primary. But at that time, I like.
Wow, so mature already that time.
I like other women. At that time, I already like someone. And then that girl come to me with a friend and then confess to me. Literally in the. Macam yang waktu kita tengah beratur sekolah tu kan. Pagi-pagi datang sekolah tu kan. Something like that. Macam dia datang dengan aku, lalu macam, eh, mate, aku suka engkau lah. Macam tu lah. Lalu aku macam, waktu tu macam, idea aku ni sebenarnya bodoh ataupun memang tak nampak lah. Dia macam tu lah. Dia macam,
did you say, I love you too?
No, aku reject dia.
Eh, reject mana boleh? Mana boleh?
Aku cakap waktu tu, aku dah ada suka perempuan ni. Macam tu lah, something like that lah.
Aku ada crush. But, aku ada suka orang lain
macam aku ada suka ni. Tapi perempuan tu sebenarnya dia reject aku juga. So macam, chain broken.
Ambil kau karma. Karma is a bitch.
Karma balik lah. Dia macam karma balik
lah. Karma is a bitch.
She confessed to you, then she reject you?
No. She confessed to Ami rejected the girl because she had someone. She liked someone else. Then he confessed to that someone else, and the someone else rejected him. It's like a chain.
It's
a chain reaction.
Sounds familiar.
Like a karma, you know.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar. Happened before.
Come through.
So have you any experience to being confessed, or you are the one who can confess your crush or something?
No, more like giving a hint, but then macam aku like stalker macam tak, macam true ah, dia macam one-sided love ah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, one side is normal, one sided.
It's an unhealthy thing ah. Something like that. I was blindsided at that time. Okay. Cakap.
Tapi kan, Amir, kau jangan risau sebab time tu kita budak-budak lagi kot.
Cerita munyit.
Boleh lah.
Amir pun tak kisah sangat. Amir apa benda. Dia macam, okay, kena reject.
Aku macam, kena reject. Yelah. Tu lah. Lepas tu macam, seharinya, dah habis sekolah macam, ni mesti perempuan ni dah kahwin dah ni. Macam, lepas.
Bunga bukan sekutu.
Minat. Lepas tu, macam, ni tak boleh go. Lepas lah. Macam kena dapat bunga macam. Lepas. Dah aku nak main benda lain lah.
Bodoh.
Ada benda biasa. Itu lah.
Bunyi alah, pelik ya.
Tak, dia macam, kau tahu benda tu macam not working right. Macam you let that person, but in the end kau fikir panjang-panjang macam Kau dah tahu hint ni yang perempuan ni memang tak suka kau, atau macam apa-apa hal je lah, dia tak ni kan. Lepas tu kau pun faham sendiri je kan, kau tak boleh go yang dia kan. So macam lepas je kan, rather than kau macam berfikir berpengalaman pasal orang tu kan, better kau lepas je.
Ish. Habis cakap minum kopi tu.
Macam spilling tea tu.
Dirty.
Advice terbaik aku boleh kasih lah.
Okay, before
dia cakap kalau kau dah.
Go. Alright, so before we move on, I would like to ask one more. Is like from Zaikid. Do you have any experience like getting confessed, or you are confessed to someone that you have a crush on or something? No?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I confessed to someone.
Primary school.
No, college friends.
College.
I confessed to her, but then I realized she doesn't have a crush on me, so it's okay.
Yeah. Karma.
Karma. Then I realized we're still friends, I realized she doesn't have a crush on me, so it's okay.
Okay.
And there's one other girl, I tried to give hint to her, or tried to give hint to her, but then she realized she doesn't have a crush on me, so it's okay.
What? You got a crush on her, and then you didn't make it on her, and then you got her friend.
No, explain. No. Yeah, explain.
No, okay, this the college girl is different already. It's a different story.
Uh-huh.
That's another story. I try to give hints that I actually have feelings for her.
Mm-hmm.
Or also like check like in one way like, because only two of us in private ma.
Uh-huh.
So I check if she has any feelings for me. Then I realize no, she doesn't have any feelings.
So why do you like to give hints? Why do you give hints? Why don't you just like try and say it?
Say it to him in front.
No, because I need to check if she has feelings for me. If I see there's still a bit of chance, then maybe I'll try confess her.
Mm. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. Woman giving hints, do you think it's applicable or not?
Yeah.
Why?
No, especially if it's only the two of you, then it's applicable, I feel.
Yeah, but why? Because we, not, bukan semua lelaki boleh tangkap tau hint macam tu. You think what?
Like, Professor X? Some of us are kind of dubious to those obvious hints, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something it ticks me off. Most girls are like that, you know? Because they're like...
Not all girls, lah. I mean, no offense to the listeners.
Not all girls, lah. I mean, like, most. Okay, most. Most. Okay? So, most girls like to give hints, you know? If she has a thing towards... If she had a thing towards him, like... Macam... Dia akan bagi hint lah yang kita yang why not you just go and straight forward and tell the person, right? So macam kau ingat aku apa? Ha? Aku apa? Psychic ke apa? Macam nak read your mind, read your body language or something. Macam
nak cari Charles Xavier kan?
Aku tahu korang malu, but to me being shy is okay, but if you think that macam kau rasa kau ada chance untuk, you know, having a relationship with your crush, go for it lah. Buang lah rasa malu. Macam, at least you do your part. I mean like, at least you are, the effort was there, you know. The effort was there. So macam, kalau kau just datang bagi hint ke apa, orang tak dapat tangkap, lepas tu kau marah sorang-sorang. Lagi tak boleh.
So, no, but you can't be giving hints on like the first day you met, right?
No lah, but no. I mean, throughout, you know, you guys know each other, and throughout the time, you should just, you know, be honest lah, straightforward.
Before the end of the conversation, at least go straightforward, right?
Mm.
And then after that, end of story. Yeah, simple as that.
So, to sum up. Not to sum up lah. To summarize it, men, yes, should be the one initiates, okay? Dalam nature, okay, sepatutnya in culture as well. But women should encourage to, you know, to confess as well. Kalau if you have the potential, you know, I mean, like if you have the percentage that you would give it, you would get accepted or not. But need to, korang kena tahan lah. Expect the worst. Ah, tu aku boleh cakap lah. Right. So, ada apa-apa nak tambah tadi kan?
Actually, I also just share one thing lah. I confessed to her, one girl lah. Then I did ask her that if she has a same feelings for me as well.
Mm.
Then she indirectly say, indirectly trying to say that she doesn't have her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying I did her.
Mm.
At least you have done your part, right?
At least you have balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's some, I know there's some shy girls, so that she won't say out the word. I think she'll try to approach you in any way. She'll try to stay next to you as a way of approaching you. Mm. That's what I see. I mean, some shy girls still try to approach you. They will approach you, but the thing is, they do it in a different way rather than just saying out.
Yeah.
This is what I see.
Yeah, I get it. So, yeah. No, I'm just thinking of something, actually. Well, let's just forget about it. Okay, moving on. So, In the era where everything is on the tip of your finger, okay, from buying everything online to ordering food and, you know, calling transportation, you know, grab car, looking for strangers also not an exception.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I mean is dating apps. So, but first thing first, have you guys any use dating apps before?
No.
Nope.
No.
Look at Hamza's face. Look at
Hamza's face.
Hamza, yes, sir. Hamza, yes, sir.
Okay, let me be honest.
Answer this question.
No, no, no. I've been using Tinder as well. Okay, so yeah. Then I mean.
Okay, and the host should share his experience.
So, because there's a bunch of dating apps. Okay, that I knew of. Some that we know, some that we don't know. But the most well-known dating apps will be Tinder's, right? And I think in Malaysia also got like Omi, you know. Omi, they always appear in our YouTube advertisement and TikTok.
Serious?
Yes, always.
You never appear in mine actually.
In Malaysia, always appear, because a lot of Malaysians are there, especially the Malay. Omi, and I heard this one called Tam Tam. Tam Tam is Malaysian, but consists of Chinese people. Yeah, consists of Chinese people.
What the heck?
Yeah, because there's a lot.
Tam Tam, not Tim Tam.
No, Tam Tam. I think Tam Tam, like, if I'm not mistaken, the name.
Tam Tam yang jajan,
weh. Yeah, Tam Tam yang jajan, but this is... Aku macam, oh, I'm walking out. Okay, ada nama jajan nama Tam Tam.
Aku pelik tu.
Tam Tam yang buka keluar mainan tu, kan?
Nah, yeah. Hey, no, itu Jojo. Jojo, Dengdang.
Oh, tu Dengdang.
Tam Tam.
Tam Tam yang, weh, yang udang tu. Oh, yang keripik udang tu.
Keripik udang tu, oh, iya. Apa saya tiba cakap kerepek udang, cakap pasal dating app, gila.
Kau sebut Tantam.
Udang in love, ah.
Tadi, Tantam is a dating, dating apps. Malaysian banyak lah, tapi mostly consists of Chinese people lah. Aku pernah try tapi tak ada yang dapat, so aku terus uninstall. So, Omi pun aku try, tak ada dapat, so aku uninstall. Tinder, yeah, there's, I've met one person, so.
Ooh,
in real life, IRL.
In real life, yes, indeed.
Ooh,
I've tried.
Boleh ya, Hamza. Kau nak cepat kahwin kan?
Kau nak cerita, Hamza? Kau nak cerita?
Cerita out of Hamza. 12 malam setiap hari.
Tapi aku cerita aku punya lah. Okay, I've been experienced using Tinder. Tapi tak lama lah, sekejap je. And I've been matched quite a lot lah, macam like 5 to 6 people. Tapi ooh, yang betul-betul in real life meet up would be one only lah. Seorang je. Ya, aku sangkut.
At least you meet up actually.
Yeah. I don't want to. Yeah, she's a student. I don't want to mention which she's studying at. But she seems fine. She seems cool. And it's really nice to talk to lah. But macam biasa lah. It's just like one time. So just satu hari je. And you know, I think I may fucked up the relationship, but yeah, I don't want to talk about it. It's just that macam benda tu cringe lah, and something that I shouldn't do. So it ends up just like that, macam hilang je tu.
Macam gitu lah.
So because of that situation, aku decide untuk uninstall lah Tinder ni. So macam aku cari ni je lah. Biar tak ada menentu kan.
Bunyi klise tapi get up school man.
Let destiny decide.
What the heck lah.
Good luck bro. Good luck bro nanti.
Okay. Aku ada experience. Aku actually ada lah experience time aku dapat dating app. Apa? Pakai dating app tu lah. Pakai Tinder tak silap. Aku pergilah swipe. Aku dah lupa lah. Swipe left ke swipe right lah?
Swipe right. Left reject. Right accept.
So aku pergilah swipe right. Sama yang aku yang tak lah. Swipe je lah. Kalau aku ni kan. Masa ada orang pergi swipe right juga kan. Masa aku macam okay. Aku try lah. Aku try lah basic conversation ni. Hi. Masa dia cakap apa tau? Hi, sorry, sorry. This slide left. This slide right.
Walau eh.
Walau
so. Terang-terang dia kasi. You want to block the person eh.
Terang-terang Dendy.
Babi, aku.
You feel like all the lightning in the cloud right above you eh.
Aku rasa dia dengan suara Hamzah like, kan, terus tak ringgul.
I feel like shit tau. Why are you doing that? So aku macam, aku tengok, malah aku uninstall terus lah. Aku pergi buang delete account aku. Aku ni.
Terus trauma.
Betul lah. Aku dengar apa. Aku tengah fikir tanya soalan ni lah. Shit. Mantap.
Maaf, tertekan.
Aku actually dia ada cerita kat aku sebelum ni. So aku macam, as expected lah. Macam, fuck. Rabi. Kelakar bodoh. But unlucky lah, unlucky. So, yeah.
Ada juga, ada juga yang baru-baru ni lah, aku ada try something lah, like Facebook. Facebook ada buat something yang macam dating app juga lah. Kau check lah. Aku try lah. Sama juga lah. Same juga situasi.
Same experience.
Yang best ni kan. Aku start dengan basic conversation ni. Hi. Tak berjawab. Tapi aku tak tahulah nak macam mana. Aku tak tahulah ni mungkin bagi aku lah, sebab some of the people yang use that Facebook punya tu, dia kata saya tak online Facebook, saya online Instagram. Tapi macam what? Kenapa kau buat ni? So aku macam bodoh lah. And then aku still go on lagi lah. Tapi ya, aku swipe yang ni, aku swipe suka-suka lah. Fuck it lah. Tapi itulah sebenarnya experience lah, which is actually fucking bad lah.
Oh my god, you just, oh
dia macam kewujudan Hamzah tu diragui yo.
Tipu lah. Tipu.
Next time Hamzah, if a girl do that to you, say maaf, tertekan.
Terswipe right. Maaf, terswipe right.
Terswipe.
Waduh. It was such a, what was it, Azir?
Pain in the neck.
Unlucky moments lah.
Sometimes aku tertanya tau. Waduh sangat muka aku ni. Yeah.
Walau is very direct. Very direct.
Bila dah dapat bad experience lah. Like apa, tak ada yang benda yang positif lah. Apa kena dengan aku ni? Sangat ke? Kau macam titan-titan ni, kau punya existent lah. Kau punya macam ada orang nak aku macam tu. Macam
Maruah 20 sen.
Bodoh lah.
Wujudan lah dengan Maruah 20 sen.
Bukan 20 sen, 5 sen.
Bodoh kau bahan dia, kesian bodoh. Memang tengah sedih kau bahan dia, gimana awak jahat saya kau kan.
Itulah kenapa aku koyak lah. Bila aku dengar soalan ni lah. Tapi it's worth to share.
But I have to say lah, macam getting swipe right, it's very hard, you know. Macam, well, kalau kau handsome, senang lah dapat. Tapi macam kalau orang muka biasa-biasa macam Hamzah, macam aku kan, agak susah juga sebenarnya.
Another thing. Adik aku kan. Semua ada. Semua ada je. Ada je yang swipe right kan. Lagi-lagi perempuan, adik perempuan aku. Semua lelaki gatal.
Alah, dia macam kaya kat
asal. Aduh, nasib kau lah.
Itu pun salah satu faktor lah. Macam mana aku boleh terfikir. Bagus sangat ke aku ni, macam tu lah.
Udah, kasi ada. Aduh.
So sejak benda-benda macam tu aku malas lah nak pakai dating app lah sebenarnya.
kau percayakan kau mengharapkan destiny.
aku mengharapkan destiny.
Aduh. Okay, we'll
Hamzah. Just want to tell Hamzah.
Yeah.
Do you want us to help you find one, Hamzah?
Nah, it's okay. It's okay.
Hamzah,
help you find one.
No, Sakit got a library of girls in Singapore.
Give me one. With
multinationalities.
Yeah, multinationalities. You want Indians? You want Chinese? You want Malay? You want from overseas?
Foreigner.
I can find for you all if you want.
Where's yours?
Huh?
Where's yours?
To be continued.
Oh, lol. You think what show is it?
We determined.
But back to what I said, lah, it's quite hard to get swiped right, lah. To be fair. And kau bayangkan, you need to be interesting to talk to someone. Faham tak? Maksud aku macam, kau tak boleh hanya sekadar hi and hello. Serius? Aku tak tipu.
Aku teringat Hamzah dan Avella.
Aku...
Hi.
Tak serius. There are a lot of websites that gives you info like 50 ways on how to start a conversation on Tinder. Like, what the... Macam benda tu, aku tak tahu lah kenapa. Macam, tak boleh lagi kita sekadar hi and hello. Faham tak? Macam, kau kena jadi kreatif untuk communicate.
Itulah.
Macam, kalau kau cakap hi atau hello, orang akan macam
cringe lah.
Dia macam kau tengok, dia macam kau main games kan? Ada cheat code apa bagai butuh dia macam tu. Ada ways lah, ada cara. Macam, aduh. Pening pula aku. That is the reason yang bagi aku macam aku give up dengan dating apps sometimes. Macam dia boleh untuk jadikan as cari kawan. Okay. Like quote unquote kawan lah. Okay. Cari kawan baru. Konon lah. Konon untuk cari kawan baru. Okay. And
Tapi semuanya kat situ sangat.
Friends with benefits lah. Mostly for the sake of friends with benefits. And one night stand and sex. So kau kena cari. You need to find the right person. And kau pun, kalau kau jumpa orang tu pun, it's agak bahaya, aku boleh cakap. Sebab Tinder ni worldwide tau. Kalau kau tersalah, Kalau kau swipe right, and then kau tersalah nak janji, takut kau kena catfish ke atau something, you know, bad will happen.
Chance nak kena catfish memang tinggi lah.
Chance kena catfish memang tinggi lah. And yang paling kelakar,
banyak fake account.
And yang paling kelakar, there's a lot of bots also in Tinder.
Bots?
Bots.
Computer?
Yeah.
AI bots.
That means the AI can fall in love with people.
I mean, I don't know the reason why bots was existed in Tinder, but there are quite a lot of bots in Tinder. I don't know lah. Like, Omi with I think Omi, I'm not sure. Omi and Tam Tam have, not sure. But Tinder got a lot of bots.
I wonder what happened if a actual AI made a human cyborg.
Like a Terminator or something.
Terminator.
Borang-borang jumpa, dah jumpa, tengok, oi, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Belah apa dia keluarkan shotgun.
I'll be back.
I am back. You're terminated.
I'll be back. Okay, moving on. All right, so... Actually, itu bukan part of the question sebenarnya. The main question is, but like, since aku dengan Hamzah ada experience, aku dengan Hamzah ada experience with, you know, trying the dating apps. And korang tak ada? Korang dua? Sure tak ada? Sakit? Amir tak ada? Sakit?
No, I prefer the old-fashioned way though.
Yeah, the old-fashioned way. Okay.
I go with the flow lah.
Aku natural lah.
Yeah, go with the
dia
flow.
Macam bagi opinion aku, kena cerita sekarang. Lepas tu nanti, sebab aku ada member aku ni, dia macam banyak kali bercerita and then bila macam complain lah dekat aku, like literally almost every day, ni dia complain aku ni. And then break up. And then pasrah. And then barai. Macam korang lah. Tengah barai kan. Something like that situation kan. And then macam, dia repeat the same cycle lah. Dia macam, when you got that kind of friends kan. Dia macam,
sakit brain lah. Sakit otak kan.
Macam, cool, calm down man. Macam, let lah. Kau ni, terdesak sangat ke. Aku tahu kau tengah macam, H kan lah. Situ lah. Something like that. Macam, dang lah. Setiap hari nak komplain aku macam, kau kan je kau. Kau kan jadi.
Betul tak? Tapi, okay.
And then,
yeah. Teruskan.
Continue.
Okay. So, all the things that we have explained, all the experience that we have talked about, korang rasa dating apps ni will revolutionize the way of finding the right person?
For me personally, the objective tu dia ada. Tapi ada lama-lama dia become a joke lah. Something like that lah.
Joke macam mana?
Dia joke yang di mana macam yang kau cakap awal-awal tu lah. Orang dia just one time dating only and then tu lah. Original purpose dia untuk macam, yeah, I know, we know. For menjalinkan hubungan tu semua kan, something like that kan. For a long, to create a new type of relationship, a long lasting kan. But and then, because of the people itself lah, dia macam dia jadi,
yeah.
Macam salah dipergunakan lah, something like that lah.
Macam aku cakap lah awal-awal tadi lah, when you say ni complex, dia tak tahu apa dia nak. Dia macam, every human beings ada different agenda. So sebab tu lah.
Tu lah. Dia macam become a joke lah. Lepas tu, and then kau pakai dating apps ni macam, bila kau jadi account user, lepas tu kau nak cari kau punya your other partner kan. Dia macam kau menjadi high imaginative punya thinking person tau. Macam, ooh, ni handsome lah. Swipe. Oi, swipe. Last kali dapat. Ooh, dapat. Macam tu lah.
Funnily enough, I've had the same thought as well while swiping, yeah.
Bodoh dia je. Macam, kau imaginasi tinggi macam, oh ni ramai perempuan cantik ni, swipe macam tu kan. One in the tension mungkin dapat kan, dapat so, and then become a joke yourself kan. Alamak, aku salah swipe lah, sorry lah. Macam itu lah. And then kau punya, macam expensive. And then kau punya confidence level dengan kau punya validity of existence itself tu macam, macam faded tau. dia macam faded macam ni lah. Gitu lah.
Macam
dang lah. Dah 3-4 kali lah. Tiba-tiba, oh sorry lah, tersalah swipe. Kau tak rasa macam
aku dah rasa kot.
Macam dia bukan je untuk membantu orang. Dia memusnahkan harapan orang ada lah. Kau start masuk dalam app tu dengan harapan yang tinggi.
I mean kalau kau buat traditional macam apa? Macam
the
apa tu?
The old fashioned way.
The old fashioned way yang jenis macam arranged date, faham tak?
Yeah.
Kita tak tahu siapa dia tapi until kita jumpa baru kita tahu siapa. Faham kan? Bagi aku lebih kurang macam tu juga with dating apps. It's just like through online je lah. It's just like through
online. Less error that one. Less errors.
Yeah, but less errors lah. Macam at least kau macam betul-betul jumpa dia kan. And you like literally experience at the same time, which is okay. Which is quite a benefit for both of them, I guess.
So, yeah. Maybe first purpose mungkin untuk macam tengok boleh ngam ke tak kan for a few months or something like that. And then if cannot do, at least they have the experience lah. Macam aku tahu aku ni banyak kurang kan. Macam aku tak boleh macam nak handle dia ni sebab apa? Aku tak ada kerja lagi or something like that. And then he or she witnesses or something like self. Atau memang tak boleh nak apa? Tak boleh nak cooperate kan antara both of them. So that's the natural cause also of its way lah. So orang tak boleh buat apa-apa lah.
That's right. So, well, bagi aku dating apps ni, it doesn't revolutionize finding a partner, but it can be an addition, macam an addition of ways for you to find someone.
It more options,
yeah, more options. It doesn't really like changes the, you know, the ways of finding a person. It gives you an option. Contoh ah, sebab lagi pun tak ramai sangat pun yang end up kahwin. And so basically kau buat macam-macam, tahu-tahu it's just like coincidence. Mostly coincidence. So bagi aku, it doesn't change that the classic way of finding the right person is the correct one, is the best one, the best option, but it will add the option of finding the person. Okay, macam tu.
But you also feel, right, having this the dating apps, it increase your chances of finding a partner.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Because I say, like, without dating app, right, if you can't find one, you really can't find one.
Yeah, you're right.
But at least that, like, you're so desperate already, you have the dating app. At least that's the last resort. You can find one already.
Yeah, you're right.
If you don't find one, they will find you. But here, in actual life, without the dating app, you can't just approach saying, I love you. Can I date you? Cannot, right? To a stranger.
Cannot.
But at least through the app, we still can do that in the app.
Yeah.
So my point is, at least chances are higher with a dating app.
Yeah, at least we have social medias to do that.
Or at least there's a very likely they will find you instead.
Yeah, correct. That's right.
So at least if you're very desperate, then use dating app. You're very desperate.
If you've got no choice, then dating app is the way.
Yeah. Because now I consider using dating app actually. I tell you why. I work 6 days a week, 11 hours a day. My only one day, you're so tired, right? You can barely do your own things you enjoy.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you're so tired. Your only weekend, you like half day laundry, half day what? You're so tired, what can you do? And so how are you going to find a partner like this?
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right, man.
So it's like, it's not that we don't want, but it's very, very tough. So if you're getting very desperate at a desperate level, then use the app, no choice already.
Well,
either the app or no choice, no, none.
Well, I bet you will get a decent person in Singapore for sure.
Surely.
No, I tell you, I don't mean to generalize. I feel the Malaysian Chinese females and Singapore Chinese females, they have very different personality.
Oh, really?
If not to generalize,
if not, you get a foreigner.
Is it a good way or a bad way? Is it a good, you know, personality?
You mean the different personality in a good way or in a bad way?
Oh, there's no good bad. It's no good bad.
It's just in the middle. In the middle.
No, it's like, this is not only for me, but some of my Malaysian friends. We feel that the Singaporean girls, not say all about, not to generalize, but they're a bit more reserved compared to Malaysians. They're more of the study type.
Really? Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. At least, like, how to say, in Malaysia, those Chinese girls can play around a lot, right? You know, like secondary school, a lot of them, they'll play around a lot. But even every day I go to work, I see many girls, they carry books on to walk to school.
Seriously?
Yes, many. They carry books, walk to school.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's the difference here. Even like shopping mall, right? They go with friends. I feel that they talk less compared to Malaysian gang.
Oh. Okay.
Huh. But I feel that here they're a bit more reserved compared to Malaysians. Malaysian, you know, they're very outspoken. They can shout in the mall. They don't care. Right. But here, no. They really like, they control the tone.
Was it reserved in a respectful way, or what, the reserve is just boring? Imagine.
No. No, I think just they're more reserved. Because of study stress, they're like, you know.
Makes sense. Right. So, okay. We done with the second questions. But
okay,
for the next one, there's a lot of questions. Tapi aku macam boring juga kalau kita nak tanya satu persatu macam ikut urutan kan. Macam bosan lah. So aku ada buat macam roda impian lah.
Okay. Roda impian?
Yeah. It's like wheel of fortune.
What is this?
Okay, I'll
roda impian. Sama ada kau dapat cinta atau kau dapat karma.
No. They consist of six questions. Okay, so I'll click the spin, and then while the arrow is, you know, we will stop. I mean, like the rod, the wheel itself will stop until the arrow, and then it will decide which question that we would like to talk about. Okay. You guys get it what I mean? Okay. So
are you screen recording this?
Yeah, I'm screen recording this.
Okay.
Right. All right. Let's start now. Okay. 1, 2.
Hijau. Please dapat hijau.
Jangan do. Green.
Green.
Fuck.
Mana arrow ni? How to move on.
How to move on lah.
Yay.
How to move on, Susie?
Right.
Yay.
Question number one. How to move on? Right, so let me explain. Okay, bila kita dah mempunyai hubungan, okay, kita ada girlfriend dan semua, it's going to be a lot of, you know, rocky moments until at some point we just like, you know what, it doesn't work out for both of us. I think this will be the end of our relationship. It's going to be like one of the hardest things that you will be faced. The last thing that you want to end up with the person that you know, having a relationship with. Especially, aku tak nak cerita pasal kahwin. Kahwin is a different thing. I mean, being in a relationship. Bila korang terlalu sayang sangat dengan orang tu, it feels hard for us to let the person go. And apatah lagi untuk kita move on. Right. So
it's very tough actually.
Yeah, as the question says, like how to move on. Fuck. It's hard. Move on ni senang. Move on ni susah. Nak mampus. Tapi you had to do it. Okay, sebab tapi every people dia punya masa untuk dia move on tu lain. Ada yang, you know, break up lepas tu dalam seminggu, dua minggu dah move on, dah settle. Ada yang it takes years for them to move on. Right? So aku rasa how to move on, it's hard. Macam kalau kau betul-betul dah bertahun-tahun bersama dengan orang yang kau sayang, cringe-nya, orang yang kau sayang, for sure kau akan macam, aduh, berat untuk kita let go and berat untuk kita move on from the relationship. But bagi aku macam, I have this kind of thought in which that, kalau cara aku yang betul, okay, untuk aku move on, aku akan nangis dulu. Fuck it. Aku akan nangis dulu. And aku akan sakit dulu. And as I grew, like from time to time, from day to day, memang kau akan start akan nangis dulu. Kau akan start akan breakdown dulu for at least a week or 2 weeks prior. So macam, as in kau tengah breakdown day to day, it slowly macam started to cool down. Itu aku. But I have this sort of thoughts in which kau boleh hidup sebelum kau kenal dia. For sure, kau boleh hidup selepas kau kenal dia. That is the, bagi aku, my own opinion. Not my own opinion lah, because I've heard this sort of quotes through this podcast. It's an Indonesian podcast. Okay. That which is like, kau boleh hidup sebelum kau kenal dia, dan for sure kau boleh hidup selepas kau kenal dia. That's the quotes that he gave to, you know, the listeners. And aku rasa bagi tu, bagi aku quote tu agak it changes my views of moving on. It's quite deep.
So he's saying that you can live before meeting her, and you can live after you meet her.
Macam sebab kalau kita time kita in the verge of moving on, right, kita akan sakit macam aku tak boleh hidup tanpa kau. That sort of feelings, right?
Oh, okay, okay. I know your point already.
Yeah, so that sort of things lah. And I have that sort of and I think that sort of quotes really impacted me. And I think, yeah, he is right. What he says, right? Huh?
He's got a point.
Yeah, right. He's got a point.
Same like not meeting her at all. Same thing. Life goes on.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Kalau aku, aku rasa kan, kalau aku dengar quote tu time aku barai, time sama diploma aku, mungkin aku pun, itu mungkin part of the wake up call juga lah, which is work lah. Which it works lah.
Yeah. Betul tak? So, any other, korang tahu ke cara untuk move on? Ah, sidekick mesti ada. Hamzah mesti ada.
Tak, Hamzah pernah kan?
Ya.
Sebenarnya, sebenarnya kalau kau nak tahu cerita aku ni kan, dia ada combo tau. Satu, apa? Soalan nombor tiga tu pasal long distance relationship
kan? Itu jangan cakap. Itu jangan cakap dulu.
Moving on, tak, sebab benda ni terkait tu masalahnya.
Wait. Just like, explain like brief, not explain briefly lah, it's just that how you put through all the sadness, all the feelings of hurtfulness inside you, and how you let it all away, or maybe like at least trying to reduce the pain. Macam tu lah.
Aku tak cerita lah pasal tu lah. Dulu, okay. Macam mana aku move on? Dulu time aku move on ni, aku try untuk busy diri aku sendiri supaya aku lupa benda tu. Aku mostly study hard lah. Like hard as fuck lah. Sampai aku lupa lah. Aku buat assignment, aku try siapkan assignment. Kalau aku rasa macam nak ke arah situ, nak ke arah kesedihan lah. Aku pergi time diploma lah aku cakap. Aku pergi surau lah. Sebab first of all, member kelas, classmate aku memang semua kaki surau lah. Tu satu lah. Satu lagi, surau tu dekat mampus. Kalau aku tak pergi, bongok ke lah. So lebih baik aku pergi lah. Sebab dekat gila. Kau jalan je. Tak payah naik motor, tak payah naik apa. Jalan je sebab tu kan. Memang surau je tengah-tengah. Tengah-tengah hostel kat situ. Pergi. Memang boleh pergi lah. Memang so far itu lah aku buat. Satu aku cerita, kalau aku macam rasa tak tenang, aku pergi surau. Kalau aku ingat dia lah, aku pergi surau. Lepas tu, kalau benda tu still macam tak work lagi, aku try baca buku Temi. Because that's actually one of the, dia punya aku pun ni lah, introduce lah. Aku baca buku Pelukis Jalanan lah time tu, Temi Abdul Wahab. Dia punya quote, one quote that aku macam kena tampar lah. Saya nak cakap, ia kekal dongeng jika engkau tidak berjalan. Sebab dulu, dia macam terkait dengan zaman aku dulu lah. Aku selalu plan benda yang hebat-hebat. Tapi aku tak usaha benda tu. So bila macam, bila benda tu dah, bila apa, that kind of quote kena aku, I feel like, damn, what am I do with my life? So dari situ lah aku kena do something lah. I need to reflect anything yang aku rasa macam apa, aku rasa macam benda tu kena fix lah. So yeah, actually itulah aku, that's the way that I move on lah. Actually aku busy diri sendiri. Aku, kalau aku tak, kalau aku barai lagi aku pergi surau, kalau aku still barai lagi aku pergi baca buku yang inspiration, yang kena dengan aku. And actually buku Timmy tu is the first ever aku baca buku.
First ever yang habis lah.
First ever.
Ah?
First ever buku yang kau habis baca lah.
And then dari situ aku baca, aku start macam increase the habit of reading lah. Sampai sekarang lah.
Yeah.
So itu lah, that's how I move on lah actually.
Yeah, well actually kita boleh improve. I mean like at least try to simmer down the feeling of sadness by, you know, make yourself busy and doing something that will that can distract you from all the, you know, the things from happening, and also from, you can improve your spiritual behavior, spiritual side of it. For instance, macam, you know, kalau Islam kita kena pergi surau, you know, dengar whatever ceramah ke, dengar kuliah apa semua. And kalau yang non-Muslim, maybe you can just like improve your spiritual side by doing yogas and, you know, all sorts of things. What your religion are doing. So bagi aku, every person ada cara dia macam mana nak move on. Okay, and aku boleh cakap yang move on ni tak susah. Tak susah, yang tak senang. Memang susah.
You will feel sad lah. Actually, because we're still humans lah.
Yeah. So
we will feel sad.
We will.
Yeah.
So
actually, guys, aku ambil masa like nak move on. Nanti kalau cerita pasal long distance relationship kan, punya, tapi apa, aku ambil masa 5 tahun. Aku tak silap lah.
5 tahun? Moving on.
Because it's like, nanti aku, kalau fikir bagi laluan aku cerita lah, kenapa kan. It's actually the most, macam, one of the biggest event in my life ah.
It was and the thing that impacted you so much lah.
Huh?
It was the one that impacted you so much lah, I have to say. Yeah.
That's like 5 years. It happened since 2014 lah. So berapa tahun eh? Dalam 5-6 tahun macam tu.
5-6 tahun. Yes.
Yeah, it takes like 5 years lah to move on.
Long.
Alhamdulillah lah, time aku macam nak masuk degree tu kan, aku dah okay lah. Aku dah start macam, dah stable lah balik lah. Because I have that kind, I know what to do. That's why I dah okay lah. Ingat tu ada. Aku still ingat dia lagi. But
I think it's impossible lah for you to not think about someone, right? So benda tu biasa lah. But regardless, moving on dan melupakan something tu is two different things lah. Benda tu kau still akan ingat, tapi kau dah macam dah,
whether you accept the fact or not lah.
Yeah. So, dia macam dah lali lah dengan benda tu.
Tapi kan, aku ada alasan lain kenapa aku dah start moving on lah. Tapi kalau fikir nak sentuh benda tu pasal long distance relationship, aku boleh cerita lah.
Okay. So Amir, Zakit, any other thoughts or you want me to move on?
Actually, I also have my own way of moving on, because I'll feel very hurt if, let's say, like, my crush doesn't have a crush on me in the end, or she went for someone else. Mm. Or I realize I'm not in her list. I'll feel very hurt as well. But I have my own way also of getting rid of this.
So how do you cope up with, how do you move on? To be
Okay, of course, we still feel sad, of course, at first. But I'll normally tell myself, if she get rid of you, right, it means someone better is coming.
Yeah, true.
You're right.
True.
Someone better is coming. And I've seen, not to say it's a lie, but I've seen a lot of cases where the boys get heartbroken because of this girl, right? But in the end, an even better girl went for him. And they end up marrying in the end.
Yeah, that's quite fucked up, yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
I always tell myself, if she's not the one, that means someone better is coming ready for you. Just you have to wait for a while.
Yeah, you're right.
So I always tell myself, that's why, okay, like first 2 days you feel very, very sad, of course, but after the third day you feel okay one. And you just hope we can find the better one.
Yeah, you're right.
Or you can look at pictures of your idols or your celebrity crush. That helps a bit, actually. I think it's funny at first, but it helps actually a bit.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're correct, actually. Yes, you're correct. Okay, I don't want to make fun of your ways. I'm sorry. Well, that will be it for this episode of Intonasi, as we will continue with part 2 of Love and Relationship on the next episode, which is episode 27. Be sure to listen to our previous episode of Intonasi that is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can also join our Discord server, link will be on the description. And again, sorry for our 2 months of hiatus, as in we are starting to get more active from now on. It is great for us to be back and do this again for you guys. And yeah, I guess that will be it. Thank you for listening, and see you guys tomorrow on the next episode. Assalamualaikum, auf Wiedersehen.